This is the Block Party of Minecraft Podcast, episode 137. We're your hosts, Bearded Sloth
and Little C.
Get all our info at theblockpartymc.com.
Now let's get the block party started.
Yay, it's a party on the block. Yay, I like to play with blocks.
What are you talking about, BS?
Minecraft, of course.
There's more than just playing with blocks in Minecraft.
Oh, there is?
Yeah. Not the way you play it.
Well, right, exactly. I just find ways to fancily store my blocks. That's all it is. It's collecting more blocks. How many blocks can I get? Little C, it's been a great week. I'm excited to do this show. We are recording this on a Saturday. The show should release later today, hopefully. The day before Easter Sunday. Easter Sunday is a big deal. I'm getting excited for that. You listeners left us a couple comments for the week, so we're excited to get into those. The first one comes from Kangamar. Well, after a few days in the world with the mutants add-on, we decided to end it as it was so stressful. The highlight was while we were mining underground, night arrived and our fortified base, which we'd forgotten to light properly, had mutants spawn inside it. One was a giant creeper that shot TNT at us from its stomach. We are now back on our calm and relaxing Avatar SMP. I shall tell you next week about another add-on we have installed.
I don't think I want to play an add-on where a giant creeper shoots TNT out of its stomach at you.
So creepers are bad enough. Like, they're terrifying enough, but we don't need a mutation of them. We don't need a mutant version, and definitely not one that shoots TNT. That does sound terrifying.
If anything, they need to nerf the creeper. It's so annoying.
Yeah, I know. There's Bedrock Tweaks, right? They have a pack where you can make it where the creepers don't actually destroy blocks.
Which is cheating, but...
It's nice on SMPs and stuff, so your shopping district doesn't get blown up and things like that.
Yeah, that's the fun of SMPs, is watching people's shops get blown up by creepers.
I agree with it, but it's there for a reason, because a lot of people are already annoyed enough with creepers, because it is something that destroys your builds and creations.
Maybe
and
I'll start
like that.
Just renaming a bunch of creepers and then dragging them over to your base.
No, please don't. I don't need more
in your
creepers.
Base.
I do find it hilarious that you guys forgot to light your base, though, and you ended up with them inside your base. That's great. I wonder if you enjoy playing, if you enjoyed it, though, while you had it. Like, was it exciting or was it just complete stress and chaos for you? Because I know for me, it would be chaotic all the time. I don't want to play that way. That's not the style I want to play. I don't want to have to worry about mobs that much. It does.
Your base
some
is very
risk,
dangerous at night. What are you talking about not wanting to worry about mobs?
My base?
Yeah. Above ground.
Oh, I stay underground.
A war zone.
I'm like a mole or something. I just stay underground the whole time. Actually, I just sleep before I come up top. That's usually what I do. I always check. I look up. Oh, it's dark out. Let's go to sleep. And then I make it daytime. I don't have to worry about it.
My goal is just my base to be... Even if it's nighttime, I can still just walk around and not have to worry about stuff.
Yeah, that is nice, too. Eventually, I'm going to do nice things up top, but it's going to be more of a facade. It's not going to be any functional things up top. It's all going to be down below. But I will remember to light it up down below and not end up with mutant creepers shooting TNT out of their stomach at me.
Yeah, luckily on Jericho, the scariest thing we have is a bearded sloth.
Terrifying, right?
I saw Minecraft released a little video of like how they designed the warden, and some of the things, the mobs, I forget their names, but they had like what they were going to add before they came up with the warden, and those are really terrifying. Like the warden itself is kind of scary, but these concept arts and stuff were horror game next level traumatic. If like, I would not want that in Minecraft, honestly.
What some people can think of in their minds is quite disturbing, really. It is terrifying how people think and dream and creepy stuff. I don't get into that at all anyways. I don't like horror games and movies and things like that much.
I played a horror game and I get jump scared. Wait, I get jump scared if there's a pig behind me in Minecraft. Like, I get jump scared way too easily.
That I did scare our kitty cat the other day. I was coming down the hallway Actually, I hid. We have this hallway and there's a bathroom off the hallway and it's dark and we're getting the dog into your bedroom and stuff, getting ready to go to sleep for the night. And so I sneak into that bathroom that's off the hallway. I keep the lights out and I was really quiet and the cat comes by and I totally jumped out and terrified it. It jumped and went.
Yeah,
it
she
would
ran
not
under
come up to me.
She ran under my bed. And then the next 10 minutes was all three of us trying to get her from out from under my bed. Because you scared her.
I was basically being a creeper.
You were very rude to the cat.
I guess so. It was hilarious, though.
Our next comment comes from Advisory Labs. Don't kelp me now is how I feel whenever I deal with server limits building kelp farms. I mean, why can't servers just be infinitely gooder?
English is hard.
It is.
Server limits? What server limits are you talking about? You're building it on Jericho.
This giant dictator server owner guy named Bearded Sloth keeps like, hey, you can't do that big of a kelp farm. I know, because I'm helping him with the kelp farms.
No, you're blaming me and putting it on me. I haven't really specified. I said be considerate of others
with
it.
And that's the problem.
You got to be considerate. It's hard, isn't it, little C, for you
to
be considerate?
Well, we wanted to build a 17 chunk, or 7 different chunks full of just kelp farms.
I mean, you do have limitations of 4 chunk simulation distance that we have set, of course.
Oh, it's nothing to that. It's the limitations of if we built the farms that we did on creative testing, it would probably crash the server. Or crash anyone's game when they went over to those chunks.
Well, that might be. Especially if it's really the items either in the hoppers, waiting in the hoppers, getting full.
Yeah, it's almost... Well, the farms themselves, even if all the items are just going straight into lava, is extremely laggy.
Yeah, the items all over the place.
Because the way it does falling sand and stuff.
Right. Yep. Does it work well, though?
It breaks a lot, but
I saw you over there. I was watching you play, and you had tons and tons of kelp.
It works really well. It's not fully automatic, but it will be once the update comes out, hopefully.
Oh, the crafter?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to change a lot of things.
The farm breaks a lot. I think it's just the farm, because it does it on single player or multiplayer.
Right. Aren't you guys kind of abusing a bug almost somewhat to make it work?
Yeah, kind of.
Right. You said falling sand.
Yeah, it's a zero tick farm.
Okay. So, you know, you got to expect that, right? If it's not working properly, but at least it works and you guys are pumping it out. Are you selling anything for that or you're just using it for fuel, basically?
Right now, we're just using it for fuel. But once we get shulker boxes and then probably auto crafters, we'll wait until it's fully auto and then we'll just sell shulker box full of kelp blocks and then as mass fuel.
Very nice. That is something you have to be considerate when you're playing on an SMP. No matter what it is you're building, how is this going to affect the other players? You don't want to negatively impact your other players because then you have nobody to play with, right? Which defeats the purpose of the multiplayer server. And it's not even just that. Even on your single player, you have to be somewhat cautious of what you're doing.
No.
If you want to play it long term and stuff, because there's things that you can do that really impact your performance, your FPS.
Yeah, but then if you do that, you just don't go to that area, or you only go there when you need to.
Right, and I get that.
I think I want to go back onto the Season 4 Jericho World download, which I use to do, as single player. I use it to get achievements or something sometimes.
Right.
And I want to go back to it and just play on it. But then, since it's the last season's base and I'm using it as a single player, I can still get achievements and stuff, but I can use everyone's items and stores and stuff. And I think I'm just going to go to that spawn and just take it all out, everything, just giant perimeter and stuff, and then just do stupid stuff on that world to see how much I can lag it.
There you go.
Since that way I already have maxed out gear and everything and, a base setup.
Yep. And you worked for it to get to that point.
Yeah, it would still be legit. It'd just be I'd be stealing. But I wouldn't be stealing because it's single player. But it'd be a weird feeling. Even on world downloads, I feel bad if I go to someone else's base.
Right. Like they put on the marketplace this week, Hermitcraft, one of the seasons
of
Hermitcraft
awesome.
Is on Marketplace
out.
Now. And that's a big deal. But yeah, you do feel like, oh, am I allowed to come in here? Even though you're just playing single player on your local device.
On a world download.
On a world download.
But it's really weird on a server that you played on.
Absolutely. Like, yeah.
But I'm good planning on, I know there was a member who had a lot of TNT. So I'm going to take all of that and then use it to make a giant like TNT flying machine thing to destroy all of spawn and have a perimeter.
Nice, fun.
For no reason.
There you go, just because you can.
To see how much I can break Bedrock.
It's amazing. Yeah, I have all the worlds of Jericho. I have them on my computer and some backups and things like that. Every once in a while, I'll go back just for nostalgia reasons, see what we have, what we had built, what others have built. I'm actually going to look at Season 2. There's something I want to rebuild. I think that's what I'm going to do if I get to live stream today or tomorrow. Depending, I'm going to go, I want to look at something and see if I can rebuild it on live stream in Jericho for this season. And it was, you know, several seasons ago. So we have a lot of new players on Jericho now since then. And I think it's fun. It'll be a fun build.
I built something in creative that I want to rebuild on Jericho. The problem, I want to do it at spawn, but the problem is it takes a lot of space and I have to, and it, only one side of the build looks good, so I need to find a big open mountain where I can put a flat. It's a pixel art type thing.
Okay.
And I really want to do this. I just have to figure out where it is, and it might make a few of our players, including, let's just say, people who don't like pandas, a little mad. I designed a giant sign, and it just says, Save the Pandas.
Nice.
And in like little 3x3 letters, and then on top there's a panda and a pixel art, and then some bamboo on top of the sign, like a
that actually sounds pretty cool. That sounds fun, Little C. You should do
it.
And then
giant.
Then we can get the other side to build their pixel art directly across from it or something. And we'll have the Panda Wars continuing.
I just have to figure out where to build it. Because I don't want to do it right above spawn. And that's the only good mountain.
Right, but you probably want to see it from there or something where everybody can enjoy it kind of thing. Because everybody comes back to spawn. For one, that's where the Nether Hub, the roads are. And shops are there, so
we need more players to build shops. I'm amazed there's not more shops yet.
Yeah, we probably should do more shops. I need to get something going with my villagers still, things like that. I actually, myself, haven't played a lot of Minecraft this week. We did release my auto sheep shearer video, finally, on our second YouTube channel. Make sure, if you haven't subscribed to that yet, make sure you go find that channel and subscribe. We're trying to grow that one, actually, more than the first one that we have. What, a couple thousand subscribers on the first one we did. But that's where you can find just the audio for this podcast and everything like that. Little C, what you been up to in Minecraft?
I've been diggy hole.
Diggy hole.
Diggy hole. Just really for no reason. I've just been digging out
just to
more
do it.
Area around my little storage room.
Sometimes it's nice just to have those big open areas. That way, if you do get inspired for something, you have the room to do it.
Some of it was for reason. I needed to make the like middle room taller because I had like a little tree design that I wanted to build for the side of it underground. And I kind of want to do a dome roof, but I don't want to have to figure out how to build a dome. So
yeah, domes can be
happening.
Difficult. There was a website I used for a while that helped me with those.
And my villagers have been working fine. I fixed them and now they work perfectly. Haven't delinked or anything.
So you just basically had to start over and then do one at a time. Is that
and then
the
put
main,
water at
and
their
then
feet.
Put water at their feet, right? Yeah, they get buggy like that, or you'll have an update or something and then they want to relink to a different workstation. Well, they can't get access to it, and so they don't refresh their trades. That's essentially what happens most of the time.
And I made a, so with all the digging I've been doing at stone level, I get stone, diorite, andesite, granite, all of that stuff. And I've been taking that and then selling it to the stonemasons and getting a lot of emeralds from that and XP.
Nice.
So I'm up to like 60 some levels of XP from just trading with villagers.
There you go. I was mending my pickaxe the other day at our gold farm, portal ticking farm. And mending that up, and I'm like, oh, maybe I'll just hang out here and get my XP back up, because I used it all up, because I've been renaming my item sorter filler items, basically. And then I'm like, you know what? I really don't need XP for anything, so I'm not going to stand here and do that.
I also, so some of the area that I'm digging out is going to be for, like, an entrance that I might put a nether portal.
Oh, nice. I like those kind of entrances.
Like, where it'd be kind of, like, across, you go across this bridge with, like, a big hole underneath it, either a fog effect or just something under there, maybe wardens, I don't know.
Well, just random wardens hanging out.
But, I don't know if I want another portal, because on Jericho, like, that gives a lot more people could then just be wandering around my base. And there's already a lot that do, because it's connected to the private ice road. But then again, that's a private ice road, and it's only people that I kind of give access to.
Right. And I would say this season, I think we're a little bit closer of a group as far as we're not bringing new people in every week or anything like that.
And because I'm at spawn, like I'm on the spawn island, which is
right.
I say that it's a few thousand blocks in each direction island.
Yeah,
it's more of a continent, but still it's close enough.
Absolutely.
And then, yeah, because I kind of want my base to the underground part of it's not really meant to be the first thing you see for my base. It's supposed to be the above ground, which I'm going to be working on a pathway from spawn all the way to my base. Well, from my base to spawn, actually. That's going to be a 3-block wide. I'll probably have a minecart track and then also just for horses. And that'll be 800 blocks in one direction and like 900 in another to get back to spawn. But it'll be cool to have an overworld pathway.
That would be cool. That would be awesome, actually. I love that traveling, and we still haven't gone to the end. I haven't heard. I know they were working on, they did find the end portal, basically, and they were working on decorating that or whatever, and I haven't heard, and I'm not taking charge of it. I'm not going to push anybody that we need to go to the end. I'm letting the other leadership take charge of that and decide, because as far as I'm concerned, I'm good. I'm working on my storage system. Don't really need anything from the end. The only nice thing will be the shockers, of course. But I'm not at that point where it's a necessity yet. So
yeah,
I'm good.
I'm good not to go to the end for now because it just kind of kills servers.
But I'd be fine either way. It just opens up a different thing because
so
we are closer
Elytras.
Right now. Yeah, it really does. Elytra's, but at the same time, you get to experience so much more of the world.
I think once people start building, here you go, Jericho members. You want to go to the end? Build more shops. Make Shopping District cooler. And then we can go to the end.
There you go. I honestly, yes, I'm the owner and I could say, okay, we're going right now, but I'm not going to do that. I really do want the other leadership to kind of take charge. I'm doing the behind the scenes stuff and make sure all that's taken care of. And I'll let you guys do the gameplay stuff, and I'll just play along like it's my single-player world, basically. Now, talking about an entrance with a nether portal like that, one of my favorites was actually Season 2, where it went right into, of course, my auto sorter. But you walked in, and you're right down the aisleway of that, the hallway of my sorted items. Do you remember that?
I do remember that. I don't like that.
Nice.
I don't like it when people just go straight into a storage room. That's like someone in real life, the entrance to your house going straight into your laundry room or something.
Yeah, but that was the most impressive thing I had in that whole world. So I wanted to show it off a little bit, I guess. Oh, that's something I did this week. So I have that area underground that is my auto sorter, of course. But I'm also going to have some farming things. I released that video for the auto sheep shearer. And I did a compact one, so it has trapdoors, really small space that it takes. But I moved some moose rooms and some sheep down below now because I really need the leather for all the item frames. That's how I like to have my items sorted so you can see them instead of signs and everything. I'd rather have the item on the item frame. Well, that takes a lot of leather. And I'm like, we don't need just cows. Why not be different and use mushrooms? So I have mushrooms I'm starting to breed up and get plenty of those. I was going to do like an old school breeder system, right? The babies fall down, then they grow up and you hit a button and lava basically cooks them. And then I'm thinking about it and I'm doing this live on my live stream on YouTube. And I'm thinking about this as I'm doing it. Well, that takes away the looting effect. So you get less leather and everything from doing that. So to me, I'm like, well, I'll just manually do it with a sword. Even if I did something, I guess I could do something with tridents or something and then hold the sword. But I ended up just taking that whole auto system thing away for that. My build today that I want to do, I'm going to need some purple. So I got to get some red dye and I don't think I have anything renewable red right now.
Iron farm?
Oh, yeah, my... Oh, yeah, but... Okay, I do have the iron farm and the red poppies, but I've been just turning them into bone meal. I really need that red now. And then lapis for the blue, I guess. So that shouldn't be too difficult. I should have plenty of that. I have access to tons of bone meal, too. So
why can't you just make... I think you should be able to make redstone into red dye.
Eh, maybe.
And diamonds into cyan dye or light blue dye.
Yeah, I could go with that.
That's just how I'd make diamonds. My light blue dye. Diamonds.
There you go. Yeah. Diamonds are not as valuable as they used to be. Doesn't seem to be.
No, they're more valuable now with armor trims and netherite upgrade templates.
Yeah, but going way back, like the excitement when you found diamonds, you're, oh man. Well, you, before mending, let's say, right?
Well, that's just because we're good at the game now. So finding diamonds
is easy. Yeah, that's part
of
it too. I just miss that nostalgia feeling, right? Back in the day, that incredible feeling every time you found diamonds, you got so excited inside. I miss that a little bit, and that's all I have really to talk about Minecraft wise. What did you look at the Hermitcraft download at all on the marketplace or anything?
I did a little bit. I looked at Doc's perimeter. That thing's insane.
Yeah,
it's huge.
So do you think this is going to open it up to more SMPs and stuff to put their worlds on, or just
because? According to the marketplace's rules and stuff, Hermitcraft World should not be on the marketplace.
Right.
They just had a special deal because it's Hermitcraft.
Yeah, they had to bend the rules a little bit to get it on. I noticed a lot of the redstone isn't working.
Well, yeah, that's because it's Java.
It's Java and
all
stuff.
Of it's not going to... There's a lot of stuff missing and stuff.
There's
like
a lot of
random heads and stuff.
There are already a lot of people that went through and fixed a lot of the redstone to make it bedrock friendly and make it work, which is awesome. I've seen a couple videos like that, which is cool that people can do that. So it can be done. It's just a different way of playing with the redstone. As far as the past week in real life, I actually made it home Thursday night. So I had an extra day yesterday. We played tons of Civilization yesterday afternoon. I think we played, what, 3 or 4 hours straight, I think. Just you and I playing on a world.
And we still haven't finished that game.
No, and
I'm
totally...
Because you take years for your turns. Every single turn, I can, like, write the Declaration of Independence 3 times.
But I'm totally going to beat you. I'm getting my religion spread throughout the world on Civilization.
So it's nice and all that you're spreading your religion on Civilization, but I have airplanes and tanks.
I think I just unlocked airplanes or something. I think I might have just unlocked flight. I don't know. As far as trucking this week, I really need to stop going to Wisconsin. Their donuts there are so addictive, and I've gained like 40 pounds back or something. It's crazy.
Well, stop eating them.
Dude, you can't. You're in Wisconsin, you're at the Quick Trip.
Have self-control.
You're obligated to have those
donuts. If you go into the truck stop and you don't get donuts, no one's going to be mad at you.
There's really not much else to talk about in trucking going on this week. I had some engine lights come on for some sensor things. It basically is a radar on the side of my truck so I can tell if somebody's in my blind spot kind of thing. Something's going on with that. I think it might have just been the rain and the water and the wind kind of getting in there, messing with that. Hopefully that's all gone. Our church thing last week, we had that big musical event for Palm Sunday and Easter and everything. So we did that. You're running the video, of course, me doing the sound in there. I think it went really well.
It's hard to tell from us if it went well because we see every tiny mistake that we make and stuff. So like, in our minds, it's like, I don't think we did well, but then no one else really noticed anything.
Yeah, we notice all the details, and the whole goal for us is to not be noticed. That's really what it is. Nobody really cares about the sound guy until we do something wrong.
Yeah, but people care about the video guy before we do stuff wrong.
That is
true.
Because
we're just noticeable.
Yeah, the video, that's what a lot of the world's going to. You got to have that visual interaction. Tomorrow, we're getting ready, of course, Easter service, big combined service at our church and everything. So that should go well. I'm looking forward to that.
There's a lot of things going on that
we
have to do.
There are a few things. Not as bad as doing the musical, though. It's not as intense. So we should be all right. Little C, what you been doing all this week?
I was on spring break this week, which isn't really changing my life. It's about the normal.
Right?
Yeah. So I kind of forgot I was on spring break, but I was on spring break. That's cool, I guess.
So you didn't have any schoolwork or anything, basically?
So on Monday, I worked at my grandparents, which I've been doing more, which is fun, just doing.
Do you enjoy working outside like that?
I get paid, so yes.
Okay, other than the paid, do you enjoy the work itself, or you'd rather get paid in other ways?
Well, I think anyone would rather get paid in other ways, but
some people love the outdoors. They love that type of work.
I like some of it, but not all of it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But that's good. You had something to do on Monday.
So
then.
I didn't stream on Monday, but I didn't really have motivation to stream either or have anything to do on stream.
It's just not getting into it or what?
I don't know. I just couldn't think of anything to stream that would be worth it.
No worries.
And then I've been researching stuff for church, camera microphones and stuff, because the church wants me to start helping like produce, I guess, videos for like little about each ministry and stuff that our church has.
Right, like mini interviews or mini podcast things or something, right? Just to get the info out.
Which will be fun.
Yeah, and I think you're the guy for that. I think it's going to be really good. And you found basically wireless lav mics.
Yeah, the Rode wireless go-to, which if you've ever watched a YouTuber, most of them either have just that little... I've seen a lot of YouTube shorts with YouTubers who have this little square cube that they're talking into. That's the mic that it is. But you can also attach a little, like, any auxiliary mic.
Right. And that would work well for streamers or something, too. I kind of like the look of the big microphone.
Well, it's not
going to
be as good as sound quality as, like, a studio microphone or anything. Because it's just smaller. So it's not going to be as good quality. But it's good for, like, if you're doing a cooking stream or something.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, it keeps your hands free and you don't have to sit right behind the mic kind of thing. It moves with you. That's basically what we do for our pastors and stuff too.
Yeah, it's the same idea.
Right.
And I looked into the same system that we have for that.
Okay.
But it's not camera. Because if we can just record everything on a camera, that way it's good. Like,
right.
Instead of having to have a computer and setting all this up in different areas.
And you're probably going to start talking to people that aren't necessarily comfortable with public speaking and on camera all the time. It's going to be people like deacons or whatever that aren't as geared towards that, right? So for comfort-wise, if you just have a little clip-on mic, it's not as intrusive.
And like, I don't think we'll probably make like one of the videos or something or two. The first studying ones without an extra mic with it, it'll just be the little square that they can clip onto their shirt or whatever. And then maybe we might look into the like upgraded ones.
Then we just got to get the deacons playing Minecraft first time church, you know, do something like that.
Yep.
And tie it into Minecraft, of course.
Church leaders playing Minecraft.
There you go. I see. I don't think so. I like this.
I don't think so, BS.
All right.
Now for the past week in Minecraft, all info from Minecraft.net.
All right. Mojang's been up to a couple things this week. Not a whole lot, but there are some new surprises that I was not expecting whatsoever.
What do you mean not a whole lot? This is all game-breaking features they've been adding.
Not a whole lot of change logs to read, I guess. But they've been...
The change logs have extremely game-breaking stuff.
We'll see how everybody reacts to it. All right. The first one is Minecraft Java Snapshot 24W13A. Came out Wednesday, March 27th, 2024.
Isn't this the last of the major features adding? Thought I saw someone talking about that.
I saw that. I don't know where that source is coming from. I don't know how accurate that source is, but that does seem to be the general consensus from at least the YouTubes. Yes, I added the YouTubes. Because I'm old like that. All right, we have some additions here. Added ominous bottle.
What?
An item which can be consumed by players to receive the bad omen effect for 1 hour and 40 minutes.
That is a long potion effect, and modders are going to love that because then they can easily copy that, change it a little bit, and then do whatever they want for their own potion effect that lasts a long time.
Absolutely. Yeah, and that's just all about the ticks, right? It's 20 ticks per second, basically, is how the game runs. And so that's a lot of ticks to keep track of. But yeah, so now you have a bottle to give you the bad omen. That's a whole new thing there. Potion can be found uncommonly in any vaults that are unlocked with trial keys and is dropped by raid captains when defeated outside a raid. So, and they don't say this in the changelog, but my understanding is you no longer can accidentally cause a raid. You have to drink this.
You don't get the effect from raid captains. You get the potion thing
right
now, so then you don't accidentally walk into a village. I like this,
especially in an SMP environment. I can't tell you how many times you might have bad omen effect and you walk somebody's base that has a lot of villagers. And all of a sudden, you have all these guys coming at you.
Even at Shopping District, exactly. If someone has like a little villager or something, just yep. Oh, look, I remember in season 2, there was just the 24/7 raids exactly. At spawn.
Yeah, I love this. I think it's very good. They added new mob effects. And my understanding is some of these come with potions, but I don't see this in the changelogs either. So, but they are wind charged. So a mob can be wind charged, weaving, oozing, infested, trial omen, added ominous trial spawner, and that is a more powerful active phase of the trial spawner with unique challenges and rewards, added ominous vault, a variant of vaults that have a different texture and emit soul flames instead of normal flames. Added ominous trial key, a new variant of the trial key, which can only be obtained by defeating an ominous trial spawner. Added ominous event, bad omen has been expanded to give access to an optional experience in trial chambers. These optional experiences accessed through bad omen are now known as ominous events. So it basically gets harder if you want it to be.
I'm glad they're making more things optional because a lot of people complain about features. And there's still going to be... If you complain about the features now, that's just dumb. Like, if you complain about this, oh, now it's too hard in the trial chamber, don't drink the potion.
Right.
If you don't like new features, they're making it very good that you don't have to experience them.
Yeah, exactly. And a lot of the new stuff... I don't even mess with, like, the sniffers. I don't really mess with them at all.
Now, I think people should. I think, like, especially like you, people like you don't mess with them at all, and you just play like it's 2014. You should experience and try to, like, play with the new stuff.
Sometimes, right? I did for a while. I tried it out, but I find no use for it now. But it's cool. If there is something, then, that you really like, it's there for you. And I do like this idea that you can make it harder for the more experienced players, but yet something for the beginners to still experience if they want a challenge, but not too hard. Kind of like the bedrock wither. I would never tell a beginner to spawn a wither.
Well, obviously you just get a warden to fight it.
Yeah, exactly. But it's something that you need to be very experienced in the game.
The Bedrock Wither needs to be nerfed, I think, because it is a little too overpowered. Right,
but it's there for somebody that wants a major challenge, and I like that they're adding that to these trial chambers and everything, so that's cool. They did add a few mace enchantments, if you remember the mace, the new thing. So they have density, breach, and wind burst. And I'm sure we're going to be talking about what all these mean later. This, of course, is still in a snapshot and everything, so don't want to get too much into details about it.
There's some good YouTube videos about it if you want to learn about what everything does here. Yeah, absolutely.
Now, there is a stable part of this, so you don't need the experimental data packs on this part of the snapshot. Basically, nothing major there. They changed the data pack version is now 37. Resource pack version is now 31. There's a few more in the actual change logs, of course. We'll have the link in our description. Next up, we have Minecraft Bedrock Beta / Preview 1.20.80.24 came out Wednesday, March 27th, 2024. And all I'm seeing in here is stable stuff, so nothing with experimental toggle. They have some fixes here. Made a change that should mitigate a crash when activating a resource pack in Create New World and Edit World. Fixed Minecraft Geometry Full Block having incorrect texture UVs. Entities running behavior.follow owner no longer risk getting stuck into each other when teleporting to their owner. So kind of like how dogs and stuff teleport. They were having a problem with that. And that's all that's in that changelog. See, I told you there wasn't that much.
Yeah, but there's some just big features.
And I think this is the very beginning phase of this. And we're going to find out more and more as we go.
Well, they really didn't detail the features at all in the change. It might be weird you get the changelogs if you got the shortened version. Because, like, I watched YouTube videos and these features are extremely detailed and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, I don't know what was up with the changelogs. I did go to the actual changelogs to see if they were more detailed, and there's not a whole lot there. So I think they are relying on YouTube and things like that to get the word out. And X, I see a lot of posts on X by them, by the developers and whatnot. All right, I'm excited though. Anything in particular that you're most excited with all the new features that we've talked about for 1.21?
The mace will be nice.
You are looking forward to that. Okay.
I think it'll be nice to have a different item to play with like that, like a different weapon just for fun. I don't know if I'll use it a lot. I'll use it just to, you know, one-shot wardens because I can.
Right.
But, like, I think the windridges are going to be more useful.
And I think it was you I was talking to with the mace. I think they nerfed it a little bit.
Okay, they nerfed it, but they also then made it extremely way more OP.
With the enchants and stuff.
Yeah,
right?
I think so. You gain less I don't know why all this wasn't on the change logs. You gain less as you're falling. Instead of it, I think it was like 2 damage points per block. It's like 1. But but the enchantments, then I think one of the enchantments makes it 8 per block you fall. So it's crazy overpowered stuff.
Nice. Yeah, I would have to say I'm most looking forward to.
I'm looking
probably
forward
the crafter.
I'm looking forward to the tough blocks.
Oh, yeah.
Those are
going to
be nice for
variants.
Building.
That is nice. I totally forgot about
copper
those.
Copper grates, copper bulbs are cool.
Yeah, the building stuff,
I don't
course.
Think I'll... I don't know. There's not that much in this update.
I will
dogs.
Tell you, though...
But that's not this update or something, apparently. Dogs. Is that 1.21
so,
or is that 1.21?
So, I'm thinking the dogs might be coming before... I'm not sure. I mean, we're running out of time, right? We're right in spring. We don't have that much time. So we'll have to see how it all drops when we get there. Of course, we'll be covering it every week like we always do.
Now it's time for...
Listener questions!
Holy Bookworm has the first question. What kind of places are on your bucket list?
Well, probably somewhere with a... beach, after all, where else would I need a bucket? I need sandcastles and stuff, right?
Yeah,
right?
That makes sense.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so there you go.
So I think for a bucket list, Murfreesboro, Tennessee.
Wait, what?
They have the world's largest bucket. It holds over 7,070 liters.
How many gallons is that? I don't know liters at all. I mean, yeah. I know 2 liters, so... That's like 3,500 2 liters.
That was the most American statement ever. But that is 1,556 gallons.
That's a lot. That's a big bucket.
That's a big bucket. So that should be on a list of buckets.
I mean, you have like 5 gallon buckets from the hardware store, and those are pretty big.
Yeah, those get heavy if you have water in them.
That's 1,556 gallons. That's a lot.
That's a lot of buckets.
That is a lot of bucket. That's a lot of water in a bucket. One bucket. That's one bucket.
Who can use that? Who can carry that bucket?
I don't know. What do they use it for in Murfreesboro, Tennessee?
What are y'all doing in Tennessee?
Murfreesboro. I've been to Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Any of you listeners from Murfreesboro, let us know.
It's not Murfrees. It's Murfreesboro. It's
Murfreesboro.
No.
Murfreesboro.
No, just stop.
Well, you let us know how you say it if you're from Murfreesboro, Tennessee. All right. Thank you for that question, Holy Bookworm. Next one comes from Sam Four Adams. Lava is the best fuel source, right? Prove me wrong.
Kelp. especially as of 1.21, it can be fully auto for dried kelp blocks.
Yeah, there you go.
And you can get XP from it, from the furnaces.
Okay. Everybody already knows this answer, what the best fuel source is. It's not lava.
No.
Of course not. It's jukeboxes.
Whoa.
Everybody knows that. It's a great fuel source. What are you thinking, Sam, for Adams? No, I will have to agree. Lava sources are pretty good, especially lava buckets, lava sources, lava source buckets.
It's hard to get. I have to look at everything on how easy it is to get it in bulk because I have a 64 furnace super smelter. So I can't just be like, okay, I just need a bucket to put in.
Well,
like,
you get ion farms.
If you have a small enough area for smelting or you just manually do it, buckets are fine. But the upkeep and maintenance of having to do buckets is a pain.
So I used to do this. I remember on a world years and years ago, we, of course, had my auto sorter, but we also had it sorting out uncooked items. And this was when you had to smelt the iron ore to get the iron out of it and everything. Well, I had it auto sort that out and then cook it. And I fueled that with lava buckets. But this was before renewable lava, before we had the dripstone. So this is going pretty far back. Do you remember that?
That auto sorter. That was crazy.
I had a lot of lava buckets in there. So yes, I think you get 100 items per lava bucket, I think is what you can smelt. So it's quite good. What do you get on the kelp blocks? I know you've been doing that quite a bit.
I think it's 20 items per block.
And but you can carry a stack of them.
Yeah, and you can have 64 in one.
Right.
And then when you have double chests upon double chests full of kelp blocks, and yet you still go through them way too quickly. Yeah, I've actually almost run out of fuel. That's just how much stuff I smelt.
Yeah, there's something. I mean, there's pros and cons to either way you go with that as far as real
once
answer.
Once you get autos. Crafters, there's no reason not to do kelp because then you literally don't have to do anything besides move it from a chest to your furnaces.
Right. And you just feed it in with hoppers or whatever and works good for you. All right. Thank you for those listener questions. Everybody, make sure you get your listener questions in on our Discord or you can email us contact@theblockpartymc.com. And of course, we do need more content from y'all listeners. We want to know what you guys want to talk about. So get your comments in every single week. Make sure to email us or join our Discord. That's the best way, of course. I think it's about time to go, Little C.
Well, first, we have to do everyone's favorite part of the show. And the only reason they're still listening to us talk about random stuff.
Oh, what is that? What did I forget?
Holy Bookworms, joke of the week.
Why can't you play hockey with pigs?
They always try to hog the puck.
So I don't know if I can really justify that laughter on that one.
I think that go find the wah wah. Gotta get the wah wah.
I think that is
there you go.
Sorry about that, Holy Bookworm. I'm sure some of y'all listeners enjoyed that. Of course, make sure you give Holy Bookworm a shout out on our Discord. She has a channel right there just for her noob corner. She's doing that every week too. If you haven't checked that out, that usually comes out at noon Eastern time on Thursdays every single week. You can help support the show by subscribing to the podcast. Find the link in the description to subscribe. It truly helps us out and is super appreciated. Best of all, you'll get access to more of us with the After Hours show and all of our early episodes of The Block Party. Help us get the word out about the Block Party Podcast by telling everyone, including your mutant creepers, to go visit theblockpartymc.com.
We want to hear from you. We love your comments and questions. You can join our Discord or email us at contact@theblockpartymc.com.
Thank you for being here. We truly appreciate it. Make sure to tell everyone about the Block Party, a Minecraft podcast. I'm Bearded Sloth, and now I gotta eat my coffee.
And I'm Little C. Bye.